Welcome to Short Take. Guo Tae-chau began his career as a director of photography for cinema and TV productions. After successfully completing his camera studies at the German Film and Television Academy in Berlin. After receiving several awards, including his third TV award for the hit series Bad Banks, Chow now combines his skills in directing and as a DOP, and lends his keen sense of aesthetics and storytelling to various genres. He has directed several historical and fantasy feature films, a Tatort, the action series Drift Partners in Crime, and the feature film Der Buchspazierer. Chow is a member of the German Film Academy and of the German Academy of Arts. He also enjoys guest lecturing at film schools and is a passionate advocate for the quality of German film on film juries. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Chow. Thank you for joining us today.
Hey, hello.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in.
Yeah, sure.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Pretty much relaxed.
Okay. That's very good. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Very simple. Spending time with family on a small peaceful island would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with white sand, maybe in the Indian Ocean. I love it there.
Okay. That sounds perfect. Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share with us? Let's put it like that.
Working.
Oh, okay.
not really secret. Working, I think that's a really big obsession, I think.
Then the next question is for you, I guess. What is the favorite job you've done?
I think my first official directing job. Mm-hmm. I think that was really, that was a future in a fairy tale. We shot it in Prague. I had the chance to combine, you know, like a camera and directing, and it was a great movie, an adaptation of Snow White, with German actors and with an international crew, and that was really amazing.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
When friends stand up for you.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
Okay, that's a hard question because my family is in a restaurant industry. So my older brother is one of the best chefs, I think, in Germany. So it's around me. It's all about food, you know. So
yeah.
We are talking at the family table about food and restaurants and stuff. And I think the variety of many different cuisines is the real deal. But if I need to answer this question, I would say Asian, Italian cuisine.
If you weren't a cinematographer and director, what would you be?
An actor, maybe, because...
Oh, okay.
Yes, seriously. I started acting as, acting a little bit in front of a camera and short movies and stuff, but also playing on stage, you know, for 3 years in school before I went on set. So that was my first entry, I think, into all this movie industry. Yeah, but... I think luckily it turned out nicely becoming a cinematographer and a director because, yeah, I think as an actor it would be a very poor future for me.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
That's pretty easy because I'm a big Marvel fan. So in my younger age, Wolverine was one of my heroes and.
Yeah.
One of the favorite characters, I think, of the whole Marvel universe. And yeah, Wolverine's regenerative abilities that allows him to heal from almost everything. That would be nice.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something that you watched that impressed you or that moved you?
Yeah, for sure it is Interstellar from Christopher Nolan, one of my all-time favorite. Mm-hmm. That movie really blew my mind, and not only on the visual aspect, you know, telling the story and dealing with time, finding answers in the universe, and so well character driven, you know, and really, or the highest level of emotionally storytelling, really like a masterpiece for me.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Oh, that's a hard one. I'm not really so much into literature, but with words, I think Dostoevsky is sure, you know, like the master of that, and Weiße Nächte. It's not the big book. That was really nice.
Then the next question might be a little bit tricky. Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? Although, I mean, comics are literature as well. I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, okay. Then we meet literature and art. And then, yeah, I would say going for Marvel, the old Marvel universe. And I was not so big fan of DC. But sure, with Nolan's DC, you know, like that would, comics, I would say Marvel.
Yeah. What is the next possible German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can also plug your own work. That's what this is for.
No, I would say I would go again the direction Nolan. I think The Odyssey is, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's now shooting it. Looking forward to that.
Definitely. I saw the picture of Matt Damon in full regalia. Which upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone that you worked with recently?
Behind the camera, I would say my amazing editor, Felix Schakowsky, huge talent. He's now working on the second season of Maximum Hall right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think also we need to tell the audience that there are all very important persons behind the camera.
Absolutely.
That we need to look out for.
Yes.
Felix Schakowsky.
We're pivoting a little bit again. What do you like most about yourself?
That I don't have so few fears.
Okay. And what do you dislike about yourself?
Thinking about the big fear, I think, okay. Or overthinking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I only have one big fear.
So. Okay. We'll leave it at that. Which random thing makes you happy?
Watching my kids, you know, like it's being, they around me playing, being happy, you know, that's all I need.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
Oh, I don't really regret things.
Nice. Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Yeah, sure. Make the best out of it. I think very simple. Yeah.
Yeah. And we're at the last question. So that's going to be very interesting. As a cinematographer, director, and actor, who would play you in a film or series about your life?
In my case, I think it needs to be like an Asian guy. Mm-hmm. So, and there is like the amazing main actor in, for example, in The Mood for Love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tony Leung. Yeah. I think he's really like a master of this craft and a really wonderful actor.
What a lovely choice. And that was it. Thank you so much for sitting down with us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.